This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we welcome a pioneer in the field of physical therapy, Dr. Dimitrios Kostopoulos, who has been a physical therapist and PT private practice owner for over 30 years. That certainly says enough. And Dr. Kostopoulos, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you very much for having me in your program today. And I am very much surprised about your perfect Greek pronunciation of my name.
And I do thank you for that. And I tell you, I worked probably about an hour on that. So thanks for all the kudos on that. So, hey, tell us that you've been a doctor in your own physical therapy practice for over 30 years, as we mentioned, and now you have a very successful new model for physical therapy private practice owners called Hands-On Diagnostics. Can you tell us more about how you came up with that idea to kick things off today?
Sure. As you said, I'm in private practice now for a very, very long time, a physical therapist since 1987, and a private practice owner since 1992. In my private practice, between myself and my business partner and our staff, we have treated over 150,000 patients through the years. And through the time, we have performed over 70,000 diagnostic tests. But here is how things took place. As we started seeing patients, we realized at some point that the physical examination we were doing to our patients that helped us design a treatment plan of care for these patients was only partially effective, was only partially giving the story of what really was wrong with this patient. And a little later on, I'll explain to you why these physical examination tests provide only part of the story. So then we realized that in order to get the complete picture about what is wrong with the patient's case, we incorporated in our evaluation a variety of diagnostic tests, including musculoskeletal ultrasound imaging, where essentially you can look inside the patient's body, you can look at the muscles, the attachments, the ligaments, the joint, as well as electromyography testing that provides information about the integrity of the nerves and the muscles of the body.
We certainly appreciate what you do in the space and the effort that you have put into this and the time spent per your expertise of more than 30 years. Now, Dr. Kostopoulos, can you explain what diagnostics are and how they can benefit private practice owners in physical therapy?
Sure. So the two major diagnostic tests that the physical therapist can incorporate in their private practice are musculoskeletal ultrasound, and that is divided into two big categories. That is joint ultrasound, where you can view the components of a joint, like the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the bone even through that, as well as neuro ultrasound can visualize the nerves in a specific region of the body. So that is the first type of test that can provide that information. The other test is electroneuromyography. Electromyography is providing information about the nerves and the muscles in the body and their integrity. So this way, utilizing data from these type of tests, we can design appropriate treatment plans for the patients.
Now, even taking that further, can the diagnostic tools offer patients any benefits? Get into some of those, if assuming that there are at least a couple of benefits there.
Sure. Look, I'll give you an example. When a patient comes in and they have a possible carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, numbness in the fingers, and they drop objects, they wake up at night because of numbness in their hand. As an example, taking that case, if we apply on those patients just the regular physical examination tests to diagnose them, those tests have only accuracy of about 34 to 51%. In other words, if you have 100 patients who have the condition, only about 50% of those patients you will be able to diagnose the condition following the traditional physical examination approach that your physical therapist does. But if you incorporate diagnostic testing such as musculoskeletal ultrasound and EMG, electromyography, the accuracy of the diagnosis of the condition increases to 86 to 98%, between 86 to 98%, which is a huge difference between 50% to 98%, as you can understand. So this is very, very accurate type of testing that we use to provide the correct diagnosis and the source of the patient's problem. And something very interesting that it does for the patient, it increases by 62% the outcomes that physical therapy has on patient problems. So 62% better outcomes for your patients.
And that is certainly some good news and some real strong stats right there to back it up. Today we are with Dr. Dimitrios Kostopoulos, who has been a physical therapist and physical therapy private practice owner for over 30 years here on eHealth Radio's Physical Therapy and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Kostopoulos, how does this new model for practices improve their profits and grow their insurance reimbursements?
Sure. You see, physical therapy, unfortunately, has been one of the healthcare professions that has been hit by the insurance industry. You know, on the one hand, you have all these pharmaceutical companies making a ton of money to give opioid drugs to the patients, leading to a huge opioid crisis that we have right now in the United States. On the other hand, physical therapy that provides a physical solution, a non-pharmacological solution to the patients, is being unfortunately punished with very low reimbursement by insurance companies. So many physical therapists, they are really concerned about the future of the physical therapy profession, especially since reimbursements have been cut in various states anywhere between 50 to 70%. However, incorporating diagnostic testing in a physical therapy practice provides a very significant additional revenue way for the private practice owner, where these diagnostic tests pay anywhere between 5 to 10 times more than a single physical therapy visit. And that is reimbursed by the insurance company. But you know what is funny about this? We conducted a nationwide research, and we found that more than 96% of the physical therapists around the country, they had no idea that they are able to perform these tests, to bill the insurance companies, and get paid for these tests from the insurance companies, and of course help their patients. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate the therapists so that they can come to us, learn how to perform these tests, help their patients, and of course help their practices to attain financial affluence.
I'm sure our physical therapy private practice owners would want to know how they can learn more about the hands-on diagnostics and also be in touch and get further details. Where can they get further details in all regards?
Absolutely. I will give you two different websites. One is www.ptmadeeasy.com, ptmadeeasy.com, and diagnosticsforpt.com. So either website will give people information and therapist information about how can they learn and implement in their practices these very useful diagnostic modalities.
And certainly appreciate that, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. As we conclude today, tell us some of your success stories about partners who are seeing dramatic results after joining hands-on diagnostics, if you would, as we conclude today.
Okay, sure. I will give you a couple of examples. I'll give you first the example of a specific physical therapist, partner of HADS, who he was seeing in his practice for session after session after session for many months, a patient who was referred by the physician for a neck problem. The patient had a herniated disc in their neck. So treatment was applied in the patient's neck for months. The patient was also on a variety of medications to help this problem. But the patient, although got better a little bit in terms of their neck problem, they had weakness in the arm. They were still dropping objects. They would wake up in the middle of the night. You know, when the therapist did the physical examination for a carpal tunnel syndrome, that was negative. So the therapist never thought of treating the patient for carpal tunnel. But when they got involved with our organization and they learned how to perform a musculoskeletal ultrasound and an electromyography study, they applied that to the patient and they found that the patient had what is called double crush syndrome. They did have a problem, a pinched nerve in their neck, but also they had a pinched nerve in their wrist. They also had a carpal tunnel. The patient was properly treated in a few sessions and end of story. The patient got so much better. And I will give you also the example of another physical therapist who actually got involved with us, with HADS. He was in the state of Arizona. He implemented the HADS program in the state of Arizona. He did very well. And at some point, he decided to actually move with his family to Alaska, and they opened up their HADS centers applying only diagnostic testing, and they have done exceptionally financially, more than $250,000 in the matter of 6 months just from diagnostics.
Of course, this is tremendous information, and we can't thank you enough for introducing this new model, hands-on diagnostics, and for what you do in the space. And certainly appreciate your time spent and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Dimitrios Kostopoulos, who has been a physical therapist and physical therapy private practice owner for over 30 years. And for further details, visit PTMadeEasy.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.